Hello and welcome to Spouses, the podcast by a married couple for married couples. We're not marriage counselors. We don't hold degrees in psychology or psychotherapy. We've just been married for 34 years, same as anybody else. And we're just sharing our experiences and hoping of improving your experiences. Not saying we had the greatest marriage, but we're still at it. Maybe that'll help. All right, so I wanted to talk about, I'm concerned.
About what?
Well, the New Year's blues.
Blues,
right?
Got it.
What I mean by that is, New Year's Eve, hey, hooray, hooray. Even in this pandemic, people found a way to do a little bit of celebrating, whatever. And then, New Year's Day is the relaxation. It's the day of hope and all that stuff. Now we have the weekend. But Monday, everybody's going back. And, the year that shall not be named is over. But Monday, people are going back to work. Whether that means just going into that room or down into the laundry room where they're doing the Zoom meeting, whatever it is, And that grind that got to everybody before the holidays, it's coming back, and people are going to see that, no magic spell hit as the ball was dropping at midnight on, New Year's Eve. And I'm concerned that the New Year's blues is going to hit hard this year. But you, my dear Tina.
I disagree.
Okay.
First of all, I don't think anybody expected this magical change to happen on January 1st. I think they were just glad that year was over. And I think I'm more hopeful this year because of a couple of things. Number one, we have the vaccine and it's starting to get distributed. We have our niece already got hers. She's a nurse and we know when, what cohort we're in and we're going to get ours soon and stuff like that. So that is very promising. And then I think, without getting too political, I feel a lot of hope because we're going to have a new president in a few more days. And I think that's a big thing. I know things won't change, drastically and stuff like that, but I think things will get better,
I think that, it might get there. And by the way, we got so excited about this topic, we forgot to say, hi, I'm Chris Ryan.
And I'm Tina Ryan.
Yeah, so. what I'm trying, maybe they do, and not everybody believes that this guy, is the guy that we have to recognize that half the country voted for the other guy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still shenanigans going on now, mm-hmm. Both houses of the Congress have people who are going to, for the first time in history, that I know of, I might be wrong, historians, please, straighten me out in the comments section if I am incorrect, but they're going to be voting that they don't think the election is legitimate and they won't accept it as legitimate until there's an investigation, even though over 60 cases have been lost about this question, and that it has been confirmed by the Electoral College, has been confirmed by the current president's own attorney general, and yet they're still playing with it. And that can wear on people, that things aren't going to change. We're worried what's going to happen January 6th, all this. But what I'm, this show is about spousing. What I'm talking about is, how do we deal with those blues, right? You're my spouse and I'm your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
How do we look out for each other? I mean, you've had a lot of practice looking out for me because I worry about all this nonsense.
Right. And I think what I do is just let you talk.
For about 3 or 4 days.
Yeah. And then just kind of give some, just like some encouragement or just, things aren't that bad or you shouldn't worry that much.
But you know what? things are the worst they have been in our lives.
Not
our parents' lives, because they got the Great Depression and World War II, right? But, I mean, this, I haven't seen this much concern in our, right in front of our face, since New York was going broke in 77.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, 9/11 was a whole different thing and all that stuff. So what I'm saying is, well, what do we do? What do people do? What do we tell people about, okay, if the blues hits, you know, it's not like you can go out to a movie, right? It's not like you can go to, say, a comedy club or an art show. So much of that is closed down. So what do we tell them?
I think the first thing you say is that you acknowledge that you're feeling that way. I think you have to, if you deny...
I'm feeling that way.
You know, let yourself feel that way for a little bit. And then, I mean, no, there's no movies or comedy club, but you can go outside and see what a beautiful day it is, or look at the sky. Or there are so many good movies on, you know, all the streaming services, or comedians that you can watch. You know,
so you're saying
are like the best, because Sonny has been wonderful this whole thing.
Sonny is our
brought
dog,
us
by the
lots
way.
Of joy. So,
so you're saying curate happiness.
Yes.
Look for it. You might have to make an extra effort.
Yeah.
You know, and it might be, you know, going to a workout, or it might be going into that book.
Right.
Maybe it's even going back to an old favorite that you hadn't read and reading it,
or
watching, you know, rewatching a show that you loved.
Well, sometimes journaling helps people just to get it all out.
I write all the
meditation.
Time, but I don't journal. Okay. How about if you've never done those things before?
There's so many different apps and stuff that you can just go and you know. So
YouTube it.
Yeah.
There's YouTubes on everything.
It's, you know, sometimes that works for some people, and sometimes you have to just find something that will bring you a little bit of peace.
And how can spouses help each other?
By acknowledging the feelings, and by just, you know, maybe a little guidance, like, oh, let's, you know, let's watch this great movie. Let's go out for a walk, you know, things like that. Or, you know, it's just stuff like that, you know.
It's something that we wanted to acknowledge, and everybody, you know, the answer is different for everybody. But the first thing is knowing. Because, you know, you go into that funk, and you're in the funk before you realize what it is.
Right.
Right? It's, you know, we had a lot of hopes for this January 1st. And then you can't say, well, then we want everything to happen right now. Or, look, nothing changed. We have to stretch it out. We have to find that strength for, I honestly think it's like 3 or 4 more months.
Oh, I think so too.
You know,
I
so
think so too.
But for a while there was no end to the tunnel.
No, you didn't know. But now you kind of see the hope at the end of the, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel, and there is some hope. I mean, I think it'll be a long time. You know, things will definitely be different. But you see, you know, with the vaccine, and I think, you know, more things will open up. And
I noticed that I am keeping very tight rein on my news consumption.
Me too. I think that's the best thing.
But see, that's one of the things that started diving me down. I got a couple of notifications, and I was like, oh, it's not. But, you know, again, you're getting obsessed, and then you're your own problem, you know.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. Yeah. So, you have to
keep a balance.
Yeah.
Watch a show, sing a song.
Yeah.
Right? We put on old U2.
Yeah.
It worked for us. All right. So we're hoping that helps to curb or make the January blues a little easier for you. And this has been Chris Ryan.
And Tina Ryan.
And this has been Spousing. We'll talk to you next time. Peace.